今年的一个第一个主日。
Thank the Lord that this is the first Lord's Day of the year.
让时间实在过得很快，一年一年的这样过去。
Time has passed by really quickly, year after year.
求神怜悯我们在一个新的年头里面，我们有一个新的心智，更多来认识他，更多来爱他，更多来服侍他。
And as this new year begins, may the Lord grant us this renewed desire to serve Him and to know and love Him more.
早晨，我愿和弟兄姊妹一同来看诗篇九十篇。
So this morning, my brothers and sisters, we're going to look at Psalm 90.
这是弟兄姊妹许多弟兄姊妹非常熟悉的一篇诗。
And this is a psalm that many brothers and sisters are familiar with.
这首诗也被称为是人生的诗。
And this psalm can be regarded as the poem of life.
这是神的摩西所写的诗。
And this is a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
也可以为什么被称为人生的诗呢？是从这篇诗里面看见我们人生的各种的经历。
And why can this be regarded as the poem of life? It's because throughout it, you can see many situations that you will go through in your lifetime.
神怎么看我们的人生？
And also how God views man.
请我们翻到诗篇九十篇，我们一起来把这一篇诗读完。
So let's turn to Psalm 90. Let's read it in its entirety. So we will read the English and Chinese versions at the same time to save some time.
从那个神人开始，神人摩西的
主。Moses, the man of God.
主啊，你世世
代代 Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
苏山未曾
Where the mountains were born, where you gave birth to the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man back into dust and say, Return, O children of men, for a thousand years in your sight.Or like yesterday when it passes by, or as a walk in the night. You have swept them away like blood, they fall asleep. In the morning, they are like grass which sprouts anew. In the morning, it flourishes and sprouts anew. For evening, it fades and withers away. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath, we have been dismayed.We have placed our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days have declined in your fury. We have finished our years on the side. As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years. For if youth and strength, 80. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow. Soon it is gone, we fly away.Who understands the power of your anger and your fury according to your fear that is due you? So teach us to number our days that we may present you a heart of
wisdom.
Do return, Lord, along the feast and be sorry for your service.O satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the day you have afflicted us and the years we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants and your majesty to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, firm for us.The work of our hand, yet confirm the work of our hand. So conclude our scripture reading, let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you that this is the beginning of a new year. And we thank you that in past years you have watched over your church, watched over your body, and brought us safely through.
不管外面今天的环境是如何，你实在带领我们一生的道路，让我们真实能够因着你的怜悯，能够走到如今。
And no matter the outward situation that you have safely brought us through, through the way of life up to this point.
为了要来连日，我们仰望在你的手中。
So that we can be so that we can be held in your gracious hands.
我们相信你这位起了头必要做成你的工的主，你从岁首到年终都是这样一路带领你的教会。
We are confident you who have started this work will continue to lead us through safely all these years. So that your church may indeed live by grace in their lifetime.
因此祷神，当我们一同来到你面前，当一同来到你话语的跟前的时候，
So this morning as we gather before you and your word,
我们仍然借着求你借着这一篇诗来向你的教会说话。
May you use this psalm to speak to your church.
在我们内心深处来显明你自己的道路。
To really reveal your way in our hearts.
好像我们知道如何在地上过一个敬虔得你喜悦的日子。
So that we may know how to live a life that is pleasing to you.
So
may you continue to lead and watch over our all thoughts and desires. So that our hearts may be turned to you and you to us. So that we can receive more of your grace and your blessings in this life. And that our spiritual lives may really grow up to the full measure of the stature of Christ. We thank you and pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我刚刚提到说这一首诗是许多弟兄姊妹非常熟悉的。
So I mentioned that this psalm is a psalm that perhaps many brothers and sisters are familiar with.
这首诗我也曾经教过，也许大概超十年左右之前。
And I've also spoken on this psalm.In the last 10 years as well.
我觉得这首诗实在需要常常来反复的读。
And this is a psalm that I believe we need to often revisit.
不仅反复的读，是让我们更多经历这里面所说的话。
And not only just read it again and again, but really to experience the words written here.
我们第一个看见时间一天天、一年一年很快这样过去呀。
We see that day by day, year by year, time is passing by quickly.
摩西在这里不仅来写一首诗，他在这里也是一个祷告。
Moses didn't just write a psalm here, but this is his prayer.
我们知道在圣经里面铭文，著名诗的摩西写的诗有两个地方，有两篇。
We know that there are two famous psalms written by Moses.
第一首诗就在生命记32章那里。
We know that the first one is in Deuteronomy 23.
但是当以色列百以摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及，经过旷野40年，来到摩亚平原，他们准备进到迦南地。
We know that this is written after the Israelites had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years and were about to enter into the Promised Land.
神在吩咐摩西说，要他写一篇歌来教导以色列百姓。
And God commanded Moses to write a psalm to instruct the Israelites.
要传给他们。
Share with them.
这那篇诗歌乃是要见证他们服事。
And this song is to speak of their unworthiness.
那一首诗的内容呢，就讲到当他们进到迦南地以后。
And the song also speaks of as when they after they enter into Canaan.
神如何在那供应他们养活他们。
How God will provide them for them and nurture them.
但是到有一天，好像他们吃饱了，他们粗壮了，他们却离弃耶和华神。
But after they are filled, it seems that they then go away from God.
惹动神的愤怒。
And it incurs God's wrath.
所以神就把他们分散在各地。
So then God scatters them across the land.
所以那一首诗好像也还是有点预言性。预言。
Oh, so that song seems to have a sort of a prophecy involved.
讲到将来以色列百姓进到迦南地要发生的事情。
Because it speaks to what will happen to the Israelites after they enter into the promised land.
诗篇九十篇呢是摩西的一个回顾的诗。
Now, Psalm 90 is this prayer of Moses who reflects on that.
它是一个祷告。
It is his prayer.
因为这一首诗是向着神说的。
Because this song is written to God.
我们知道这一首诗真正写诗的年代是什么。
You know that, when was this written?
在生命记32章那里是很显然是摩西在快要未死之前120岁的时候所写的诗。
We know that the song in Deuteronomy 32 is written when Moses was 120 years old.
而诗篇九十篇可能是在他80岁所写的诗。
Psalm 90 was perhaps written when he was around 80 years old.
他里面告诉我们说，他说我们一生的年日是70岁，强壮可到80岁。
Because in verse 10 it says, as for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or due to strength, 80 years.
所以可能当摩西到80岁的时候，他写出这一首诗。
So when Moses reached 80 years, that was probably when he wrote this song.
他在向神祷告，向神说话。
And this is his prayer to God, this is what he was speaking to God.
他在好像回顾他的一生。
It's as if he's reflecting upon his lifetime.
他心中有许多感触，说给神听。
He has many things in his heart that he wants to share with God.
一开头告诉我们说，这是神人摩西的一个祈祷。
In the beginning, it says that this is a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
神人就是一个属神的人。
The man of God is a man who belongs to God.
我们知道今天地上世上的人，他们也会在回顾以往一些的年日，他们人生所遭遇的、所遇到的各种环境。
And that people today also reflect on their lifetimes and all that they have gone through and
endured. 当我们在回顾以往的时候，里面还会有一些感触，有一些感觉。
You will, and that these people will also have be touched by certain moments and have certain feelings.
是一个属灵的、属神的人，当他们来回顾过往的年日的时候，他们是一个属灵的眼光来回顾。
But for someone who belongs to God, when they reflect on their past, they look at it with spiritual sight.
所以当他们去回顾的时候，他们里面感触、感觉是不一样的。
And they will have a different feeling when they view it with such lens.
他们这样感受会让他们看见，或者说他们的以后的年日，他们生活态度应该有怎么样的改变，应该有怎么样的调整。
Because they will come to understand what type of attitude adjustment they will need going forward.
他们应该和神应该建立一个更好的一个关系。
How to establish a better relationship with God going forward.
当他们有这样的感觉、感触的时候，自然而然，他们以往在以后的年日里面，他们生命、他们生活都会调整、会改变。
So when they view their past with such lens, then when going forward, they will be corrected in their way.
保罗曾经对提摩太说：“你这属神的人啊。”
Timothy says that you belong to God.
感谢神，每个相信主耶稣基督的人，我们都是一个属神的人。
Thanks be to God that we who believe in Christ are people who belong to God.
耶稣用他重价买赎了我们，归给他，我们就是属于主的人。
Because God purchased us with a great price, and now we belong to Him.
在提摩太后书第三章也讲到说，圣经就是神的话。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says all Scripture is inspired by God.
经都是神所默示的，以教训督责使人归正，教导人学义，都是学义都是有益的。
And profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
啊，底下就告诉我们说，叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
And it tells us so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
所以神的话，圣经就是为了我们这些属神的人所写的。
So Scripture is for us who belong to God.
神的话都是为了教训我们、督责我们，叫我们能够学义。
Scripture is given to us to teach us, for reproof, to correct us, to train us up in righteousness.
预备我们能够成为完全人来遵行神的旨意，行神的行各样善事。
So that we may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
所以每一个属神的儿女们应该好好来读神的话。
So every son and daughter that belongs to God must carefully read God's word.
但是我们知道神人有一个更深的意义。
But man of God also has a deeper meaning.
神人啊，是讲到一个与神有交通、与神有亲密的一种关系的人。
The man of God speaks to one who has this deep and intimate relationship with God, who converses with God.
他们是明白神旨意的一般人。
And he is one who understands the will of God.
所以先知以利亚、以利沙都被称为是神人。
So Elijah and Elisha were both regarded as men of God.
他们在传神的心意给神的百姓。
Because they were sharing God's heart with the people.
摩西被称为神人。
Moses was regarded the man of God.
圣经有六次提到说神人摩西。
And six times throughout scripture it calls Moses the man of God.
为什么他被称为神人摩西呢？
And how could Moses be called the man of God?
摩西是一个以神面对面向人和朋友说话一般的一个人。
Because the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face just as a man speaks to his friend.
他是一个认识神，他是一个明白神旨意的一个人。
He is one who knows God, who knows His will.
所以神借着摩西的这一篇祷告来让我们看见一个属神的人是怎样应该怎样的来认识神，认识我们人生。
So God shares this prayer of Moses with us to really understand how we ought to live in our lifetime.
借着他这一篇的祷告, 让我们看见人生真正的光景是怎么样。
And through this prayer to really understand the condition of man.
也知道神是如何来看待我们地上的人生。
And to really see how God watches over us.
所以当一年一开头的时候，我就想到这一篇诗，我就愿意和弟兄姊妹重新来温习，一同来思想这一篇诗。
So at the beginning of the year, this was the psalm that I thought of, and this is the psalm that I think we should look at to really understand where we are at.
我们刚刚过了，可以说刚刚过了差不多两年的这个疫情的这个事情。
Especially after 2 years of the pandemic.
疫情爆发整整已经两年。
Pandemic has been around for 2 years now.
经过这两年的时候，我想我们人生里面有应该有更多的感触和感觉。
And in the midst of this pandemic, I'm sure that we all have deeper feelings and moments that we are touched by.
所以当弟兄姊妹经过这些过去这两年这样环境的时候，我们里面应该有更深的一个看见，到底我们人生是怎样该怎样来过呢？
We also ought to have a deeper understanding of how we ought to live. So when we read these words, we should be touched by the words that are here. We know that there are many psalms that we like to read. And these psalms help us in some way.
但是我们知道圣经里面这些诗歌、诗篇，不仅是让我们去读。 不仅让我们去明白，而是要叫我们来经历这些诗里面所讲的话是什么意思。
But these psalms and songs in the Bible are not just for us to read, but for us to really experience.
因为诗篇里面这些话都是那些作诗的人他们在神面前一种属灵的经历。
Because the words that are here are an experience of the one who wrote the words.
他们对周遭所环境所遭遇的，他们在神面前有一种认识，有一种体会。
Because they have a certain experience of God, they knew God in a certain way. Whether it's bitter days or it's sweet days, they have this experience to share. And so they write about this experience with these words. That we can also read and sing along. So, brothers and sisters, when we read the Psalms, we ought to have this heart as well. That these words may indeed become this true experience for each of us. And when we have this experience, our lives will also change as a result. We'll know how to live on this earth.
很简单的，我们来看这一篇诗歌，诗篇。So
this morning, let's look at this psalm.
第一节开头，他就告诉我们说：“主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。”Verse
1 says, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations."
居所就是家。Dwelling
place is our home.
就是一个人所住的一个地方。It's
a place where someone lives.
我们知道摩西他生长在埃及的皇宫里面。
You know that Moses grew up in a palace in Egypt.
And
the Bible tells us Moses was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians, and he was a man of power, words, and deeds. Moses had this life of royalty and luxury. And he ought to have satisfaction and rest in that type of place. Because the things he could have in the palace are things that the common man cannot have.
但是有一天他会,却发觉说,
but then he realized that the place where he was at was a place of sin. And he did not have rest there. And he understood that that was not his home.
然后他离开埃及的王宫，神差遣他带领以色列百姓，进到迦南地区。
So God led him out of Egypt and made Moses the leader to lead the people into the promised land.
那是一个牛奶一蜜之地。
And that was a place filled, overflowing with milk and honey.
但是因着以色列百姓在旷野不信的恶心的神在怒中启示他们。 断不可进入那迦南地，进入神神说进入我的安息。
But because the people, the Israelites were rebellious in the wilderness, God incurred His wrath and said that they cannot enter into His rest.
所以好像迦南地是以色列百姓神应许给他们一个安息的地方，安息的所在，因为他们要住在那里。
So Canaan was this place of rest that God had prepared for His people, because there they can receive rest.
但当第一代都倒闭在旷野以后，耶稣要把第二代的百姓引进迦南地。
The first generation collapsed in the wilderness, and Joshua led the second generation into the promised land.
但是他们在那里不守神的诫命，悖逆神。
But there, they did not keep his commandments and rebelled against God.
神就击打他们，把他们分散在天下各地。
And so God scattered the people amongst all the places on earth.
所以很显然，迦南地也不是他们安息的所在。
So it is clear that Canaan is not this ultimate place of rest for them either.
迦南地也不是他们真正的家。
Canaan was not their true home.
我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌，世界非我家。
We just sang the hymn, "The world is not my home."
以色列百姓在旷野漂流40年，的确不是他们家。
As the Israelites wandered in the wilderness, indeed that was not their home.
旷野从来没有叫他们安息过。
Because the wilderness never gave them rest.
等到他们进到迦南地的时候，好像也不能叫他们得到安息。
And even after they entered into Canaan, it seems that they could not find rest there.
当时那个旷野实在是个大而可怕的旷野。
And the wilderness is great and terrible.
但是今天这个世界就像一个旷野一样。
And this world today is also like this wilderness.
世界也不是我们的安息的所在，不是我们的居所。
And the earth, the world is also not our dwelling place. It's not our place of rest.
不管我们今天住在什么地方。
No matter where we live today,
我们都没有找到一个真正安息的所在。
We did not find a true resting place.
今天因着疫情的缘故。
Today, because of the pandemic,
我们觉得好像我们待在家里面是一个最安全的地方。
It seems that our home is the safest place.
这样最放心的地方。
The place where we can relax the most.
所以人不敢随意出去。
And so people often don't leave their homes.
也许有人觉得说，在某个地方疫情比较轻微一点，可能比较有安息，比较安全一点。
Or maybe if it's a limited gathering, you feel safer to go there.
有的地方疫情比较严重，那里比较没有安息。
For places that are struck by the pandemic, we don't want to go there.
但是我们真是看见，没有一个地方真正叫人能够有安息。
But we can see that there's not one place on earth that truly gives one rest.
甚至我们今天都是整天待在家里，我们也绝对没有安息。
Even today, as we all stay at homes the entire time, we also don't feel rest.
今天许多人就是因为不敢出去，一直待在家里。
Today, a lot of people don't dare venture out of their homes.
许多人身体就出了毛病。
And even so, their bodies produce many ailments.
许多人精神就出了问题。
A lot of people go through mental struggles.
缺少与人来往活动。
Because they have lost the social interaction.
所以我们可以外面好像一个非常安定的一个环境，好像我们不需要去接触那些好像危险的地方。
So, outside, even though the outside seems dangerous, then we don't need to get exposed in certain areas.
是很显然，人所表现出来就是一个没有安息。
But even so, it is evident that man cannot truly exhibit this rest.
因为整个世界就是个旷野。
Because the entire world is his wilderness.
在家里也是个旷野。
Even at home, it is a wilderness.
更不要说在外面更是个旷野，更是让人觉得惊恐、可怕的一个地方。
Also, whether inside or outside, it is this great and terrible wilderness.
所以让我们看见这个安息不在乎是外面是在哪里。
So this rest is not about where we are at externally.
不在乎你住在哪里。
Does not matter where you live.
不，你的环境是怎样
？Does not matter what type of environment you're in.
因为整个世界都是一个旷野。
Because the entire world is a wilderness.
整个世界都是一个这样没有安息的一个所在。
The entire world is a place where we cannot find rest.
所以摩西头句话就让我们看见，主啊，你世世代代做我们居所。
So the first verse, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
这才是人真正安息的所在。
This is a true resting place for man.
这是人今天最需要的一个地方。
And this is the place that man needs the most.
我们知道人因着犯罪缘故离开神以后，
We know that after man sinned and fell away from God,
就过一个劳苦担重担的生活。
Live a very sufferable life.
在流离失所过有流荡的生活。
They live as a sojourner on this life.
因为找不到安息。
Because they cannot find rest.
因着罪让我们地上就过一个没有安息的一个生活。
Because sin prevents us from living, finding a place of rest.
对，当希伯来书告诉我们说，耶稣亚虽然把以色列百姓带进了迦南地。
So Hebrews tells us that even though Joshua let the people into the promised land,
那希伯来书的作者却告诉我们说，耶稣亚却没有使他们享受安息。
But the author of Hebrews also notes that the people cannot find rest there.
神应许迦南地给以色列百姓。
God gave Canaan to the Israelites.
等于说，断不可进入我的安息。
He also says, but you cannot enter into my rest.
似乎那个地方是一个安息的所在。
So it seems that that place should have been a place of rest.
但是很显然，那不是一个真正安息的所在。
But it is evident that it is not a true resting place.
因为希伯来书告诉我们说，神还预备为他，因为他们预备另外一个安息。
Because Hebrews tells us that God has prepared a true resting place for them.
另外一个家，让他们可以去居住。
Another home for them to live in.
当主耶稣来到地上的时候，我们就明白了。
And when the Lord Jesus came to earth, then we understood.
那个地方，那个家，就是主耶稣基督自己。
That place, that home, it is Christ Himself.
所以主耶稣再来说，凡劳苦担重担可以到我这里来，我就要使你们得安息。
So the Lord says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
所以哪里是我们安息的所在？哪里是我们的居所呢
？So where is our resting place? Where is our dwelling place?
只有在基督里面，只有在神的里面。
It is only in Christ, only in God.
神，你是我们的居所，是我们的家。
God is our dwelling place. God is our home.
用什么？今天世上的确像旷野充满许多危险。
Brothers and sisters, this wilderness is so dangerous.
这样没有安息。
And it prevents us from getting rest.
摩西就在这句话里面就让我们看见，原来神在那里为我们一个安息的所在，一个更美的居所。
Moses reveals in verse 1 that the Lord, He has been our dwelling place in all generations.
就是神的自己。
And it is the Lord Himself.
不仅摩西那个世代需要有这个居所，需要这个安息。
Not only did Moses need this dwelling place in his generation.
世世代代所有的人都需要这个安息。
But all generations need this rest.
所有的人都需要来到神里面成为他的家。
All generations need to go before the Lord and make Him their home.
因为在这里才是人真正的一个避难所，是人真正安息的所在。
Because this is the true shelter, this is the true dwelling place.
有人说91篇也是摩西所写的诗。
Some say that Psalm 91 was also written by Moses.
因为似乎91篇就来回应90篇的话。
Because it seems Psalm 91 is responding to Psalm 90.
91篇开头告诉我们说，住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
Verse 1 says, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
耶和华是我的避难所，你已将至高者当你的居所。
That the Lord is indeed his refuge and his fortress.
所以91篇就告诉我们说，原来神是我们避难所，原来是神，他是个至高者，他是个全能者。
So indeed, our God, He is our dwelling place. He is our shelter of the Most High.
他是我们居所。
He is our dwelling place.
因为人在这里，他就可以得到荫庇，得到保护。
Because there, he can be covered by him and receive protection.
谢神，这是今天这个世代人最需要的一个居所。
So we thank the Lord that indeed he is our most crucial dwelling place.
保罗在提摩太后书第三章告诉我们说，在末世必有危险日子。
Paul tells us in 2 Timothy that indeed in the last days difficult times will come.
中文也可以把它翻成，在末世必有一个艰难不容易的一个日子。
And difficult times will come, or in the Chinese translation, end times will come. It's hard day.
保罗底下就讲到那些危险艰难环境是什么呢
？What are these difficult and dangerous times?
他不是讲到今天世界上所发生那些事情。
It is not to say that the things happening on earth per se.
他不是讲到世界上那种各种危险、那个艰难的那个情形环境。
It's not speaking to individual dangerous environments or situations.
他那是讲到教会在末世的光景。
But it's speaking of the condition of the church in the end time.
在那里，人不爱主，不爱神。
Because the people will not love God, will not live for
Him.
They will live for themselves.
And
they do not live a life of worship. It's to betray the Lord and betray their friends. But speaking of the condition of the church, you know that the church is the house of God. And it's also as if when we are on earth, we also have this home, which is the house of God. Because when we come into the house of God, we should have rest. It's very clear that the condition of the church has fallen. Man cannot find their rest on earth, so he comes in church, and sometimes he cannot find rest there either.
这一面实在说，说到今天教会可怜的光景。
So, brother and sister, this also speaks of the pitiful condition of the church.
我们常告诉那些不信主的朋友说，教会是神的家，你要把这里当做你的家。
We might tell our friends that the church is the house of God, and treat this as your home.
你在外面，甚至你在地上落身的家，你找不到安息；但是你来到神的家，你可以找到安息的。
If you can't find your rest in your own homes, you can come to the church to find rest.
我们是神的家。
Because this is the house of God. The house of God enables us to find rest. How come we have fallen to this state where we cannot find rest even in the house of God? So we see that rest is not only just in buildings or the assemblies.
乃是在乎人是不是在神的里面,
but it is if man is indeed in God or not.
乃是在乎人是不是在基督的里面,
it is regarding whether man is actually in Christ or not.
我们是在基督的里面, 在神的里面, 把他当作我们居所, 把他当作我们的家,
my sisters, if we are in Christ, if we are in God and regard Him as our dwelling place,
不要说世界上不叫能够叫我们得安息。
Let's not say that the world cannot find rest. But even in such an environment, even in, as weak as we are, we can find rest. Because this is irrespective to what our spiritual condition is. We find rest because we are able to dwell in the Lord. So in the Lord, we have rest. So if we are to live in the Lord, then we will have rest. Then we could be more faithful also in our service. Then with this rest, we can really walk this way. If we have this rest, then we can truly serve our Lord. Today, man cannot find rest at the church, so that's why he also doesn't serve. Because he sees his fellow man's condition, he gets discouraged and falls away. He can tell other people that he lives in the house of God. But in reality, he's not in Christ, he's not in God.
感谢神，只有一个人学习把神当作他的居所，当作他的家。
So we thank the Lord that we need to learn how to dwell and abide in the Lord.
人才有真正的安息。
Then we can have true rest.
第二节就讲说，诸山未曾生出，第四界你为什么造成？从亘古到永远，你是神。
Verse 2 says, before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth, or the world, and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
因为神之所以能够成为我们安息的所在，成为我们居所。
And our Lord is indeed, He is our dwelling place.
因为他是永远的神。
Because He is everlasting.
今天人之所以不能够安息。
Why can man not find rest today?
因为我们都把我们眼目都放在这些肉身，这些短暂的事物上。
Because we have set our sights on temporary things.
依靠这些,
we rely on such things.
当我们依靠这些短暂的事物的时候, 自然而然我们里面就没有安息。
And if we rely on such temporary things, then we cannot find rest
in such things.
Because these temporary things will fade away, they will not stand forever. They will change according to the times, change according to the environment. Then if we rely on them, then we will also, our hearts will be unstable. Because whether we have rest or not will depend on our circumstances. Because these things are temporary, our rest will not be consistent, our rest will not be stable. But if we are to give our hearts to the everlasting God, He is everlasting, He does not change. If we give our hearts to the everlasting God, then our rest will not be shaken. Because we do not rely on external things, but we rely on God
himself.
And because He is everlasting, we will find true rest. Will have the safe and secure rest. My sisters, this is a great blessing. In our hymnaries to hymn 496, it says, Jesus, lover of my soul. And this was a hymn written by Charles Wesley. And this is a hymn that I very much enjoy. I believe Charles Wesley to be someone who has truly went through such experiences. And this is what he writes. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, O my Savior, hide. Till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven guide, O receive my soul at last. So we thank God. That the hymnist, it really experienced this. That Jesus indeed is the lover of my soul. And here we can find a resting place. No matter how the near waters roll or how high the tempest. When we hide ourselves in our Savior, our rest will be unshaken. Brothers and sisters, this is something that we need to learn in the midst of this pandemic. Even though the outside situation seems very scary and dangerous, and indeed, we should do the things we ought to do. Let us not treat this pandemic lightly. Because this pandemic is very real and is very terrifying. But if we only focus on such things, how can we have rest? We can be aware of such things, but our sight must be set on the Lord. Then we will feel safe and secure in our hearts. Then we can live our days as we should. And the things we ought to do, we will do. And the service we ought to do, we serve. Because we rely and dwell in the rock of our Lord. We know that our Lord is responsible for us.
那对不起，我讲过一遍，我个人，我每个月一次到长岛去。
So, I I usually go to Long Island once a month.
九月份他们开始恢复 in person 聚会。
And starting in September, they resumed in person services.
我还是去。
And I still went.
一般早上，我现在都开车，因为好几年我都这样开车的。
It's been many years, but I usually drive there.
因为不是开车，坐火车，因为坐火车还可以稍微休息一下。
Actually, I take the train because I find rest on the train.
一般早上去的时候，当然火车上没有多少。
And on Sunday mornings, there's not a lot of people on the train.
但是礼拜六下午回来的时候呢
？But then on the way back.
特别到纽约那个 Penn Station.
Especially at Penn Station in New York.
那些妈妈生活比较上轨道，人非常多。
Because that's a connecting station, so there's a lot of people there.
上个礼拜又一到假期，很多人要出门。
And last weekend, because it was the holidays, there was even more people there.
当人要下到走到那个月台那里的时候
，So when you go onto the platform,
都是弟兄姊妹坐过火车经验都知道。
If brothers and sisters, if you have taken a train before, you'll know.
挤人挤得水泄不通。
That there's so many people squeezing against each other that even air is difficult to get by.
我也是当挤啊。
So I was also squeezing along with them.
感谢主，我里面一点恐惧都没有。
But thank the Lord, I had no fear in my heart.
我觉得很平安，好像都没有感觉一样。
I felt at peace. It was like nothing was happening.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们勇敢，不是我们不怕。
My sisters, it's not that we are brave or that we are not scared.
在疫情看到那些数字的时候，怎么会不怕呢
？Because when you look at the statistics of the pandemic, how could you not be scared?
感谢主，我们学习住在神的里面，他让他做我们的家，做我们居所。
We thank the Lord that He indeed is our dwelling place.
弟兄姊妹，不是我，而是让我们经历到你神，你是永远的神，你是成为我们居所。
Brothers and sisters, our God is everlasting to everlasting. He is our dwelling.
我在想到另外一个弟兄，他是我亲家。
I'll speak of another brother. He's my relative.
2016年那个海地一次大地震。
So in 2011 and 2012 in Haiti there was this big earthquake.
那韩国教会就差他们夫妇到那里做重建的工作。
His church sent him there to do missionary work there.
因为他会盖房子。
Sorry, not missionary, but because he can construct houses.
然后夫妇一去呢，就待了大概超过10年。
And so he stayed here for more than 10 years.
然后他们在那边盖房子办学校。
And he constructed houses there, built schools.
那几年前我那个亲家母因为身体不好手臂受伤就先回美国。
And my relative recently hurt his wrist, so he came back to the States.
我那个亲家仍然在那里，一个人在那里。
Okay, so one of them came back, but the other one stayed there.
那两年前因为疫情的关系呢，他就暂时回到美国。
Because of the pandemic, the other one also came back recently.
但是在过去两年，他是不定期的需要到那边去。
But he still has this desire to go back to Haiti.
那我们知道前一阵子都是用怎么看报纸的话，有16个宣教士在那被绑架。
And if brothers and sisters have been paying attention to news recently in Haiti, there were 16 teachers that were kidnapped.
在海地的美国大使馆就告诉他们当地美国说，尽量赶快能够离开就赶快离开这个地方。
And the American embassy in Haiti were telling American citizens to leave Haiti as soon as possible.
因为海地本来就是一个落后国家，充满危险。
Because Haiti is still a developing nation, it's very dangerous.
他告诉我说，很多人身上都有带着枪的，要保护自己。
And many people who walk the streets of Haiti carry guns with them to protect themselves.
所以当知道有十六个宣教士被绑架以后呢
？So after 16 teachers were kidnapped.
刚好他也准备要去海地，要再回去。
My relative was still bent on going back to Haiti.
因为事前就已经订好机票了。
Because he had already bought tickets.
那我看到这个消息的时候，我就跟我女儿说：“我跟你爸爸讲一下，说暂时不要去。”
So then I told my daughter to speak with him, saying, "Can you tell him to not go?"
他说：“因为那时候他在肯在宾夕啊那边，他说等他回来以后，我会跟他谈这个事情。”
And she told me when that relative is back in D.C., I'll speak to him.
最后还是去了。
But still at the end, he ended up going.
你说没有危险吗？有危险。
You say that there's no danger? Of course there's danger.
大使馆就劝告那些美国人，你有机会就赶快离开这个地方，这个地方太危险。
Because even the embassy was pleading with American citizens to leave Haiti to return home.
但是一个服侍主的人，你哭到这些，你怎么服侍主呢？
And if you're a servant of God, if you come into such situation, how do you respond?
用神是人胆量大。
My sisters, it's not that one is brave. Because we are all weak, we are all fearful. But the one who dwells in the Lord, he does not see such external things. He sees that the Lord is his resting place. This is not to say that if we do such things, we will not be infected with the virus. Of course, many brothers and sisters have been infected. Many people who love the Lord have been infected. We believe that if this happens, that is because the Lord wants them to learn a deeper lesson. That our faith is established on God who is everlasting, does not change. So we thank the Lord that He is our dwelling place because He is everlasting. He is our protection. Only in Him can one truly find rest, truly find peace.
从第三节到第六节就讲到人生的一个短暂和脆弱。
And from verses 3 to 6, it speaks of the limitation and the futility of man.
第三节说,你使人归尘土说,你们世人要归回。
Verse 3 says, you turn man back into dust and say, return, O children of men.
人用尘土造人,
God made man with dust. And he wanted man to eat from the tree of life to receive eternal life.
但是因着人不听神的话,便逆神,神的审判临到人身上。
But because man did not obey God and betrayed God, sin came into man.
神在那就是说,你从土生的,有一天还要归尘土。
And one day that man will turn back into dust.
这个尘土原来意思就是粉碎,灭亡。
That is to say, will go through destruction and go through ruin.
归于无有,
turn back into nothing.
就成为一堆尘土就是了,
turn back into dust.
这不是神起初造人的一个目的,
and this was not the original intent of God when He created man.
这是犯罪所带来的结果,
this is the result of sin that was brought forth.
并且成为一个脆弱的人,
that man would become weak.
从外面来看, 我们好像人会让刚强, 可以做很多事情。
On the outside, it seems man is strong because we can do so many things.
许多表现好像显出人刚强一面。
And a lot of our behavior seems to exhibit that strong side.
其实人是非常脆弱的。
The reality is that man is actually very weak.
人不过是一口气就是了。
Because we are just a breath.
这一口气断了, 什么都没有了。
Without breath, we have nothing.
我们看见, 我是在这里看见, 神使人归尘土, 在那里说你们要叫人说你们世人要归回啊。
So verse 3 says, you turn man back into dust and say, return, O children of men.
用什么归回到哪里? 就是归回到神的里面。
Brothers and sisters, return where? Return to the Lord.
看见人的脆弱, 看见人在地上是何等的光景。
Because you see how weak the condition of man is.
光景是怎么样? 就讲到人生在地上是何等的短暂。
Show how temporary they are in our life.
再来说, 在你看来, 千年如已过了昨日, 又如夜间的一根。
For a thousand years in your sight are like yesterday when it passes by.
在永远的神眼光里面, 千年在他眼中不过像一天就是了。
In the eyes of God, a thousand years is like a day.
不仅像一天, 好像非常短暂, 更是像一间, 那个夜间的一根, 更短。
Not even as long as day, maybe even as, or as a watch, the night. What is that?
我们看见这个时间过得非常快。
See that this time really flies by.
不管是千年,或是夜间的一根,在神来看,都是一样。
Whether it's a thousand years or a watch in the night, to God, they are the same.
神是永远的神,他是没有时间观念的。
Because God is an everlasting God. He's not bound by time.
那不能说没有时间观, 时间在神眼前都是一样的。
That's to say, time is the same to God, no matter the length.
又叫他们如水冲去,
you have swept them away like a flood.
正在这里形容说用水来冲去他们。
Here the Bible is using this example of a flood that sweeps the people away.
有时候我们看那些电视报道说有地方有洪水泛滥，那个很大水从山坡上面冲下来的时候。
See on the news when there are very drastic floods.
是非常可怕的，什么东西都挡不住。
It's a very scary sight. Nothing can stop the flood.
刹那之间，什么东西都被冲走了。And
in an instant, everything is swept away.
你现在就讲说，如睡一觉，如睡一觉，睡一整一个觉。嗯。
Verse 5 also says they fall asleep. They go into the slumber.
我们睡觉的时候，有时候常常觉得说，刚躺下去，好像一下怎么就天亮了，又要起来了。Sometimes
we just lay our heads on a pillow and all of a sudden it's daytime.
因为当我们睡觉的时候，我们没有感觉。Because
when we sleep, we don't have this feeling.
时间一秒一分分的这样过。
Time just goes by in a snap.
我没有感觉。
I have no aware feeling of this.
我们觉得怎么一下子就天亮就要起来了呢？
We say to ourselves, how does it become light all of a sudden?
用成没有感觉是一个非常可怕的情形。
We have no feelings like this. It's a very scary thing.
今天我活在地上常常也是落到这个情形底下。
Many men also fall under this condition today.
时间一天一天一年一样过。
Day after day passes by, year after year passes by, but we still seem to be aware of that. We say to ourselves, 10 years pass by so quickly. We just say this and then that's it. But we need to be aware of how quickly indeed time passes.
然后底下又讲说，他们早晨他们如生长的草，早晨花芽生长，晚上割下就枯干了。Then
it says, in the morning they are like grass that sprouts anew. In the morning it flourishes, sprouts anew. Toward evening it fades and withers away.
我们看见草，那个草长起来是非常清脆，非常看起来非常有生气。The
morning grass seems to be very vibrant, very strong.
但是到晚上把它割下来，一下就枯干了。Then
toward evening. It fades away, withers away.
用这边，这些话是不是让我们有很深的感受呢？
My sisters, are you deeply moved by such words?
当我们回想过去以往的年日的时候，
As we think about all the years past,
我们有时候想说，很多人年轻的时候来到美国，二十几不到三十岁就来。
Many of us came to the United States when we were 20-something, maybe 30-something.
有时候停下来一照想，怎么30年过，40年过了？
But if we really stop ourselves and think about it, we say, how come 30 years, 40 years passed by so quickly? I think when I first came, I was so strong and able-bodied, and then now I'm growing old.
In
the blink of an eye, we're nearing retirement, or we've already retired.
Sisters,
if we don't think about such things, we might think that it's whatever.
一想的话觉得，哎呀，时间怎么那么快？
When we do pay attention to such things, we say to ourselves, time really flew by.
年纪轻的时候啊，现在50岁、60岁，身体慢慢就衰败了。
We're younger, but now we're 50, 60, and our bodies are slowly giving away.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们有深深的感觉的话，我们会惊奇，会惊讶。
Sisters, if you truly think about such things, we'll be shocked.
人生过了是何等的快速。
Quickly and how swift does life pass by?
这样还不可怕,
it's not scary.
以下告诉我们说, 我们是因你的怒气而消灭, 因你的愤怒而惊慌。
Verse 7 is something scary. We have been consumed by our anger and by our wrath. We have
been dismayed. 我们所经过年日都在神的愤怒震怒底下。
All these years we have gone by under the anger of God.
因此神的愤怒, 我们就灭亡了。
Because of his anger, we have been consumed.
神是慈爱的, 但是他也是圣洁公义的。
Our God is compassionate, but He's also righteous and just.
因着罪使神的愤怒临到人的身上。
And because of sin, death has come to each of us.
是罗马书第一章保罗在那里告诉我们。
So Paul tells us in Romans chapter 1.
而神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
That the wrath of God goes upon those who are unrighteous.
就是那些不义但 阻挡真理的人。
That those who are unrighteous and block the truth of God.
用什么经文？地上许多天灾人祸。
Brothers and sisters, there's many natural disasters, tragedies today.
许多时候都是人所造成的。
Oftentimes, it is a result of man's work.
天灾我们会是因为天气气候的一个改变所带来的。
Natural disasters often occur because of the changing environment that man affected.
归结原因都是人在地上任意而行。
Because man operates according to their own desires.
为了满足人肉身肉体的需要。
Satisfy their own physical desires.
于是造成许多天灾。
As a result, many natural disasters come about.
所造成的。
A lot of these things are the result of man's work.
这是一个何等可怕的一个世界，是不是？
Brothers and sisters, this is such a terrifying world.
人以为是因为自然环境所造成的。
Man thinks that it is.Just things, these things occur naturally.
人没有看见，原来这是神愤怒的显明。
But they do not see that this is the wrath of God at display.
神起初造人的目的，要人在地上过日子。
They do not see that this is not God's intention for us to live.
但是我们看看地上治罪灾难何其多。
But we see that there are so many disasters today.
每个地方都一样，都没有。都不能逃避这样的灾难。
And no matter where you are, you cannot escape such disasters.
仅欧洲、非洲、西方、美国，你看这些年来火灾特别多，水灾特别多。
Matter if it's Europe or Asia, Africa, even the United States, you have so many floods and fires this past year.
前些日子中西部那龙卷风一来的时候，你看整个城市都成为废墟。
Even in the mid South, where you have these tornadoes and things are just utterly destroyed.
人因为从这些灾难里面来看见人的罪。
We see our sin in these disasters.
人还想靠自己智慧来解决人间的这些天灾。
Do we still rely on our own wisdom to stop such disasters?
有多少人愿意回转来回到神面前？
How many are actually willing to repent and go back to God?
有多少人从神的话里面看见，原来这是神愤怒的一个彰显？
How many people actually read God's word and see these disasters as His wrath?
显在这些不浅不义的人身上。
Have befallen on those who are non-righteous.
显就是对神的不敬。
Because they do not worship God.
不义就是对人的不义。
Because they are unrighteous towards their fellow man.
这是今天地上世人的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is the condition of the worldly man today.
人是活在神震怒底下。
He live under his wrath, his anger.
并且我们再说度尽的年岁呢，不过是一声叹息。
Then our years are like a sigh, as it says in verse 9.
人活在神愤怒底下。
Because we live under His anger.
人在所经过年日呢，好像一声叹息。
And we have finished our years like a sigh.
叹息就是好像一个无可奈何。
Sighs as if we just can't do anything about it almost.
所以我们。听到一个人他一些遭遇啊想问他说到底怎么回事到底怎么回事到底发生什么事情
So, recently, we asked someone who was going through difficult times what has been happening in his life.
好像他也不用多说什么他只站在身上唉
It's as if he can't even put it into words, he just lets out a sigh.
这个叹息就说出他里面许多的苦闷许多的遭遇许多经历不需要他用话去解释。
And that simple sigh reveals all of his troubles, all of his bitterness that he has gone through. No words are needed.
用一个叹息这样的动作就把他整个情形就表现出来。
Simple sigh reveals everything there is about him.
像他说我们一生年日是70岁若是强壮可照80。
Verse 10 says, As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or due to strength, 80 years.
其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成功我们便如何而去
Their pride is but labor and sorrow for soon it is gone and we fly away
用什么这句话是对我们人生一个很切切的一个说明
Brothers and sisters, this speaks about our life
把我们人生整个真实的情形就讲得非常清楚了就是简单的一句话
It reveals what is the outcome of our life, how our life is
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见神的话是何等的真实。
Brothers and sisters, we see how true God's word is.
我们若是对人生有稍微体会的话，我们真是说阿门，就是这样子。
We have truly experienced our life, then we can say that it is encompassed in these words. Perhaps the younger ones have not experienced this yet to this extent because we are still young in our years.
慢慢随着你年纪的成长,
But as you grow older, you will come to see how true God's word is. Live under this hollowness. You live under this sorrow, this labor.
转眼一下子就成空,就如灰而去了,什么都没有,
and soon it is gone. We cannot hold on to any of these things.
一下, 摩西告诉我说, 谁晓得你怒气的前世, 谁晓得你 该受的敬畏,
Verse 11 says, Who understands the power of your anger and your fury according to the fear that is
due?人活在这样光景底下，还不晓得这是神愤怒的一个诠释。They,
even when we're living under this condition, we still understand this
power.
Man does not realize he needs to come before God and worship.
人更不晓得这是神的愤怒。
Does not know that this is his fury.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们从经历里面 从这深切回顾里面，我们真是要晓得，要明白。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that we need to truly understand.
这背后都有神的手在那。That
God's hand is behind everything.
所以许多弟兄姊妹告诉我们说，难道今天疫情没有神的手在那里吗？
We say to ourselves that this pandemic, that God is not involved.
还是只是一个病毒从某个地方被传出来，就造成今天这个世界大混乱呢？
That this was just a virus that came out of somewhere and impacted the whole world.
我们深信背后有神的手。
Firmly believe that God's hand is behind it.
是神所允许的。
Something that God allowed.
对着不信的人，看见人是非常脆弱的。
So that those who do not believe God will see the futility of their lives.
小小病毒就造成那么多死亡，那么多灾难。
Little virus caused so much death and destruction.
有造出的疫苗，好像减少很多的痛苦，减少很多痛苦。
Even with the vaccines that have been produced, it seems to have limited the pain somewhat.
但是还是非常有限。
But even so, it is very limited.
若是 很有果效的话，今天人也不会那么好像还是那么惧怕。
Because if the vaccines were truly stop the virus, then we would not be living in fear today.
他们不认识神，当然不晓得背后神的手。
The people do not know God and do not realize God's hand.
但是对着我们信主的人，我们应该知道，我们要晓得。
But for us who believe, we need to understand.
神借这些灾难到底要告诉我们什么, 要让我们学习什么功课?
That through these disasters, what is God trying to teach us?
有人讲说,
I heard a brother say that such matters that man is not really willing to speak on. They just regard this as a simple virus, and that's it.
不敢讲背后是不是有神的一个手在那里。
They're hesitant to say whether God is behind it or not.
但是一个认识神的人。
Or one who understands God.
知道因为人在地上没有把该敬畏的归给神。
Knows that it's because man did not give God his proper worship.
传道书告诉我们说来, 敬畏神守他的诫命是我们人当尽的本分。
That Ecclesiastes tells us that fearing God is what we ought to do.
弟兄姊妹,
we need to fear God.
这是我们该尽的本分，该做的,
because this is what we ought to do. This is what we should do.
因为我们是一个认识神的人,
because we are someone who knows God.
我们知道神借他儿子的救赎拯救我们,
we know that God saved us through the blood of his son.
让我们脱离罪，脱离死亡。
So that we can escape sin, escape death.
我们竟能够活在他恩典里面,
and we can live under his grace today.
但是我们真正认识恩典吗?
But do we truly know grace?
我们认识的不多, 甚至不认识。
I think we don't know it enough.
以致我们这个生活,行事为人好像没有太大的改变。
And even our behavior amongst man, our walk, it does not seem to
change much.
It seems quite similar to the way the worldly man walks.
活在恐惧的里面,
and today we still live in fear.
我们需要转回,
we need to turn back.
树底下摩西有就一个真正的一个祷告。
So here you see the prayer of Moses.
因为他对前面这些回顾、这些经历、这些遭遇，他里面有个感触，有一个深切的一个经历。
Because he is moved to pray these words after he reflects on all the things he has been through.
后面就有一个祈求，四个愿望。
So here we see there are four requests.
这是一个正面，是个积极的。
This is something that that he's praying to the Lord about.
这是个有盼望的。
This is something that he's praying with
hope. 这是个荣耀祷告。
And this is a glorious prayer.
我们可以用它活在前面所描述那种光景的里面。
That we can, even though we live in such conditions today.
我们可以过另外一种方式的生活。
But still, we can live another way.
同一个他说，求你指教我们怎样数算日子的日子。
Verse 12 says, teach us to number our days.
好像我们得到智慧心。
That we may present to you a heart of wisdom.
当人看见人活在神愤怒审判底下，活在那短暂的事物的虚空的世界里面的时候。
As we live in this futile world, and live this vain life.
我们看见人生这样快速过去的时候。
When we see that man's life passes by so quickly.
神面前有一个正面的一个祷告。
Pass his prayer before God.
求神指教我们怎么样来数算自己的日子。
So teach us to number our days.
数算自己的日子不是说数一数我现在到底还可以活几年。
This is not to say to reveal to me how many years I have left in my life.
可能也有那个意思。
Maybe it has that meaning.
数算自己的日子呢，是说让我们真是珍惜神所给我们的日子。
But the true meaning of teaching us to number our days is to really.Understand the preciousness of this, the life that we have.
像这些日子，真是活，让我们能活在祂里面。
That we may truly live out our days.
当我们当数算地上的年日的时候，一晃的确，地上的年日快速的过去，剩下所余不多。
Because these days and these years are flying by quickly, and our time is limited.
若是一个人知道他地上所剩下的年日不多的时候，我想他态度、生活态度可能会不一样。
I think if one knows how much longer they have to live, they will live very differently.
他就会好好珍惜还有剩下多少年日可以利用可以使用它。
They will truly treasure how much time they have left to do the things that need to be done.
用在最有意义价值的事物上。
And they will spend it, their last days on the things that matter most.
有些说现在年日不多了我赶快 来一个环游世界不然就没有机会了。
They might say, oh, we have so much little time left that we should travel the world before we don't have time left.
这是个最愚昧的人是不是
Of course, this is the thought of a sinful man.
但是一个人真是看见日子是何等的宝贵，因为日子就代表有生命。
But if one can truly understand the preciousness of life and
在地上活一天，就代表你这个生命还在地上一天。
That we only have days left on this earth.
当我们在数算自己的日子的时候，我们里面就有个智慧的心。
When we number our days in such a way, then we will have a heart of wisdom.
就会把属灵智慧赐给我们。
And our God will also provide to us the spirit of
wisdom.
So that we may know how to live a worshipful life. My sisters, we need to have a heart of wisdom. We need to number our days in our life.
用什么我们年日是什么在神面前算的数的年日是什么从什么时候开始算起的呢
When do we start numbering our days?
那是我们从蒙恩得救那一天开始算起。
We start from the day that we are saved.
当以色列百姓当他出埃及，他们当他宰羔羊的肉，吃羔羊肉的时候。
Now the Israelites, after they entered the promised land, they're eating the sacrificed lamb.
神同样在那吩咐他们说，以本日为一年为正月，以本月为正月。
Said that is the year that they should start recording time.
那是从这个月开始，是第一年的开始。
This is the beginning of the first year.
从前在埃及过四百多年，那是不算的。
Time that they spent in Egypt does not count.
从蒙恩德就开始，神才算我们年纪。
Only after we are saved does the Lord count our days.
当我们信主十年、二十年以后。
And after we believe in the Lord 10 years, 20 years,
每一个年日神都纪念的都算得数呢
do each of these years count in the eyes of our Lord?
圣经告诉我们不是
Bible tells us not necessarily.
我们知道四世纪是一卷非常悲惨以色列黑暗的历史
But that the Israelites had a very dark history.
四世纪圣经记载有以色列百姓有六次 被外邦族欺压，他们在服侍外邦王。
Judges tells us there are six times that the Israelites were oppressed by foreigners.
每一次开头就告诉我们说，以色列百姓行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And each time it says that Israelites did evil in the sight of the Lord.
神就把他们交在仇敌手下。
Delivered them into the hands of the enemy.
他们在那里就服侍外邦王。
They worshiped idols.
反反复复有六次。
And this happened six times.
加起来有九十三年。
And added together is 93 years.
这是我们去看列王记上讲到所罗门建殿的日期跟保罗在使徒行传讲到以色列历史的时候，这中间差了九十三年。
If we look at First Kings when Solomon's building the temple versus how Paul also calculated
his history,
you'll notice that there's a gap of 93 years. It's 93 years ignored.
他们在服侍外邦王，不是在服侍神。
Because during these 93 years, they are worshiping idols.
所以让我们可以看见神怎么样数算我们年日，神怎样纪念我们年日呢？
So we can see how does God count our days? How does God number our days?
乃是在那些服侍神的年日里面，神才算得数，神才纪念。
Only in the days in which we serve the God, we belong to God, do those count.
弟兄姊妹，同样今天我们蒙恩得救，可能也经了二十年、三十年，可能或是更长。
Brothers and sisters, some of us may believe for 20, 30 years even.
但是我们多少年日是在服侍神？
How many of those years are spent serving the Lord?
那些服侍神人，沿着神才纪念。
Because God only remembers those years.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们才需要，当我们在数算自己的日子的时候，我们需要有这个智慧的心。
So when we number our days, we need to have this heart of wisdom.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们要做一个智慧人，要把失去的光阴把它赎回来。
That's why Paul tells us that we need to redeem the time.
那些被蝗虫吃掉的年日，都是我们这样的。去把它赎回来，付上代价去追求、去服侍的话。
At those years that we have lost to simple locusts and whatnot,
失去的神会补偿给我们。
That if we try to redeem those times, God will redeem the
blessing. 感谢神，这神给我们机会，给我们一个恩典。
So thank the Lord that this is such grace.
让我们有一个补救的一个机会。
That we can have redemption when it comes to time.
不会因着过去好像就失去了，没有机会再挽回来了。
The past, though it seems like it's lost and we cannot no longer.Have it back.
感谢神，在神面前随时都可以挽回来的。
Thank the Lord that we can come before Him and pray for some time.
回转归向他，回到他面前。
As long as we repent and come back before Him.
所失去的年日，神一笔的，并且加倍还给我们。
That all the lost time that we let go of, God will return to us.
也许我们在服侍一日，服侍一天。
Whether we are serving one day,
神要把我们当作服侍一千年。
God will treat it as we served 1,000 years.
你看这何等的恩！
What great grace this is!
耶和华，我们等到几时？求你转回为你的仆人后。
Verse 13. Do you return, O Lord? How long will it be, and be sorry for your servants?
我们要还要等多久呢？
How long will we have to wait?
人怎么都是靠我们自己要回转，实在没有办法。
My sisters, if we rely on ourselves, we cannot do this.
所以摩西说：“求神，你回转，为你的仆人悔改。”
So I says.Do you return, O Lord, be sorry for your servants.
是神先悔改，是先回转。
It is the Lord who first turns to us.
神悔改不是说他做错事，他需要悔改。
And when it says be sorry, it does not mean that the Lord did something wrong.
而是求神好像你用另外的方式来对待我们，对我们这些属乎你的人。
Or so to say, Lord, will you treat us in an alternative way?
用恩典，用怜悯来对待我们。
Treat us with grace and with mercy.
好，既然我们能够因着这个恩典怜悯的话，我们就可以回转归向。
So by your grace and mercy, we can turn back to you.
用什么都是神回转了，我们再因着他恩典回转了，我们在这里就可以早早保得他的慈爱。
My sisters, if the Lord has returned to us and we also return to Him, we can experience His love.
那么到神面前，学习住在神的里面，在这里不仅有享受，不仅有安息，我们在这里可以饱尝他的爱。
That we can learn how to abide in Him. Not only will we have rest, but we also experience His love.
所有爱都在基督的里面。
Because all of Christ's love is in Him.
在我们一生的年日里面，我们就在那里就可以欢呼，我们就有喜乐。
And then we can have, we can sing for joy and be glad all our days.
因为这个喜乐是不是外面的，是里面的，是基督的喜乐在里面。
Because this joy is not external, but it's the joy of Christ within us.
然后底下又说，求你照着你使我们受苦日子，我们三百年是叫我们喜乐。
It says, Make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us, and the years we have seen evil. When we repent and return to God, indeed we'll still have to go through afflictions and trials on earth. But even in the midst of this affliction, we can be glad. Because this gladness, this joy, is not this worldly joy. This is the joy of the Lord.
It's
the joy of the Lord within us. That's why the Lord says that peace that you have in this world, even though there are trials in this world. We cannot avoid the trials on this earth. It's because suffering is something we ought to go through. And this is the result of sin, that every man must go through this. Even though we have been saved, we are still under the influence. We'll go through many different types of suffering and trials on earth. But if we return to the Lord, we'll have this joy of the Lord in us. Even though this pandemic has still not passed by, we still can have peace and rest in us. We ought to do what God has commanded us to do. We have peace in us. This is not peace from the world or peace from our environment. This is the peace of our Lord Jesus. Then Moses says, let your work appear to your servants and your majesty to their children. When we return to God, we see His work. And God is willing to reveal His work to us. This work is singular. That is the work God seeks to accomplish in His will. That is, that His glory will be made manifest to us.
摩西说, 愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显出来。
It's by Moses and your majesty to their children.
所以我们看见当一个人回转归向神的时候,
so we see that when one returns to the Lord, His glory is revealed.
那个荣耀就是神要把他自己荣美显在我们身上,
His glory is that the God will reveal Himself to us, His favor to us. This is what God's will seeks to accomplish. Our sisters, all these things can only be made possible when we abide in the Lord. When we set our sights upon the Lord. This prayer, this revelation will then be made real to us. Then we can see how precious and how true God's word is. Then we will be conformed to the image of God's Son, and that the beauty of the church will be real. 17 concludes with, confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands. Our sisters, when we serve the Lord, our Lord becomes responsible for us, and He will confirm for us our work. Because everything we do in Christ. Our Lord will protect and watch over the work for Christ that we do. God will see to it that the work we do for Christ comes to fruition. So thank the Lord. This is the prayer of Moses, the man of God. That that he reveals to us what God's will is in these words. That to reveal to man that our only hope is in Christ. Lord is our true dwelling place, our true home.
只有人回到神面前，住在祂里面，我们在这里才能够享受安息，享受平安。Only
if people come before God and abide in Him can we experience true rest and peace.
可能外面环境没有改变，仍然是一样。Though
the outside scenario, the environment doesn't seem to change.
时间也是快速的过去，不会好像为了我们缘故就停顿下来。Time,
even though it seems like it flies by, it seems to stop.
但是我们却知道，在有限年日里面，我们知道如何来过一个尽情聚居的日子。Then
in these times, we will come to understand how we ought to live before God.
好像在地上聚居的年日里面，更多饱尝他慈爱，更多享受他喜乐。
But experience more of His love and have His joy in these end times.
这是神起初造人的目的。
This is the intention when God created man.
这是神在基督里面所要恢复的工作。
And this is the recovery work that God is doing through Christ.
感谢神，我们今天都是属神的人。
Thank the Lord that today we all belong to God.
都是在这恩典里面，我们可以来经历这些话。
We can receive these words in grace, with grace.
神借他工作坐上身上，最终。 基督的荣美就显到我们身上，他荣耀就借着教法彰显出来。God
performs His work in us so that the beauty of Christ, the glory of Christ, may be made known through the church.
叫神得到最终的荣耀。So
that God would receive the ultimate glory.
讲到这里。So
we'll conclude my sharing.
请弟兄帮我们做结束祷告好吗？May
our brother conclude us with a word of prayer.
Let us have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Lord God, we thank you for being our dwelling place from generation to generation.
哇，感谢你成为我们世世代代的居所。
Lord, we just pray that you give us this heart of wisdom so that we may redeem the time that you have given us.
求你给我们这智慧的心，让我们可以来赎回光阴。Lord,
we just ask that you make our hearts teachable so that we may be able to adequately serve you in every good work.
求你给我们一个受教的心，让我们可以在我们日常生活中来服侍你。And
Lord, just help us to be faithful. So that we may find this true rest in Christ.
帮助我们可以忠心服侍你，让我们可以发现，再找到真正的安息。We
just thank you for all the grace and mercy you show us day by day.
感谢你为我们在日常每天给我们所显明的慈爱和恩典。Just
thank you and pray this all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这样的祷告祈求是奉我主我救主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.